Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, the ladies' man sitting right there, off stage, right? And the big man is behind me, and he's reading something. It's Friday morning. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing? Are you shopping, Bub?
I was.
What are you shopping for?
Give me a minute.
I'm just cleaning up and organizing over here.
M&M's?
No, I'm cleaning up. There's razor blades everywhere, and I don't want to have these.
I didn't shave with those razor blades today, Bub. So why do you have razor blades out? Ladies and gentlemen, you know him, you love him, the master, Bubba himself, entering stage left today, man.
I was going to say, normally isn't it right? I'm on that side?
You're normally on stage right.
And with my water bottle.
How are we doing today, Bub?
Hey, we're doing pretty good so far, man. I was actually just over there checking out some of my fuel additives that we just had delivered, so we'll talk about that in a few minutes.
Big, big week, man.
But a lot of good stuff going on. If you guys are watching close, you can check out the background, see what's going on. A little bit of sneak peek going on here, so you have to stay tuned to what we're about to talk about.
We are going
to
be talking about it. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Visit us online for over 20,000 parts on our catalog. And soon, Bub, a lot more, right?
A lot more.
Thank you, Bub. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the moose is loose on the web, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Outlaw Boutique, Instagram right now, right?
Yeah.
Got to say good morning to Andrew at Carbon Creations. Bruce, Bub. Erwin over there, Carbon Creations, Extreme Dimensions. You are building the world's first 2018 5-liter, 6-speed Hellion twin turbo car, and we're looking at it right here. You're getting your first preview at it, Bub.
So, big shout out to those guys. First off, out at Extreme Dimensions, Carbon Creations, and Duraflex, we literally just got this morning, and I'm talking like 30 minutes
arrived ago, off the truck.
Every last piece and product, stuff that hasn't even been released yet for the 18-19 model line of the new Mustangs. I'm talking from the wide body to the front end, to the front bumper, the rear diffuser, side skirts, version 2 side skirts for all you guys out there that may have the original grid versions, which, by the way, people saw debuted at SEMA 17 on that Mustang.
On the DEM SEMA Mustang. Yep. And, Bub, one final shout out to our big partner, Woodward Fabrication.
That's right.
Tell everybody what Woodward did
this
week.
You guys are going to have to stay tuned for that one because we have a lot, and tons, thousands of pounds of equipment that just delivered that we – what?
Johnny,
I know.
We've got fans off the set, and Johnny's actually sitting on one of the motorcycles.
I know. I saw.
Are we going to be building you a chopper, Johnny?
I'm going to coordinate.
Yeah.
You right? You have to coordinate. There you go. But we got to say thank you to Phil Heck and the entire Woodward Fabrication crew over there. You have all the latest in pneumatic equipment. You will be building the Orange County Choppers Senior Series bikes you co-developed with Paul Sr. right here behind us and the Woodward Fabrication table. So, Phil, thank you.
Thank you, Phil.
Bub, you have been in design with the SEMA Mustang for 2019 for quite some time. This is a 2018 5-liter, 6-speed. The reason it is a world's first is because this is what makes it different.
So it was the, working with John Uris at Hellion Turbo, the owner of Hellion Turbo, this system came out for these cars in early, mid-18, and now we, of course, are in 19, but this was the very first unit installed on a 6-speed manual, and that was something that was super hard to crack that code in terms of tuning.
It's not my phone, that was yours.
Every show, literally.
Good morning to Joe Kramer, by the way, out there. Bub, Joe Kramer said body kit install. You use rivets. You're going to be going about that. Good morning to Andrew, our partner out there at Extreme Dimensions and Carbon Creations. We are, Andrew, talking about the world's first 2018 twin turbo car, Bub.
Yeah, man.
And what you were saying, what set it apart was what?
So it was the first setup in a 6-speed manual setup where you have to actually go in, and most of these tunes, when you do them, you know, especially on today's automatic style transmissions, you actually tune everything into your shifts, your shift points, your pressures, how it shifts, quarter throttle, cruise throttle, wide open throttle, all of that gets tuned. It's all electronically controlled now. And that was part of the hard part in tuning this car, much like some of the earlier model Mustangs, the 15 to 17s when they came out, because everything is literally controlled. And when you start messing with boost, you start increasing pressures, the motor is not looking, or sensors are not looking for what the turbos can do, essentially, right? So you're going to build boost very strong. The motor is going to shut it down really fast, change your shift points. It's going to think you're starting to slip or spin.
Yeah.
So all of that stuff was super hard to crack to get into that 6-speed manual setup where you can disable it and you can actually control all of that by yourself.
I want to say good morning, Bub, to Greg out there at B3C Fuel Solutions. We'll be talking about them, the entire line of product that we have in front of us. little secret that people don't know, and they're all going to be learning about it. Good morning to Allison. She's out there. Good morning, Tom and Bub from Tampa. She says, good morning, Bub.
Hey, how's the weather over in Tampa right now? Is it good or what?
How's the weather over there, Allie? How is it doing? So what we're looking at, Bub, is a joint kind of development between you and the guys over at Extreme Dimensions and Carbon Creations. This had to be different with the passive. Will you please explain to everybody what is passive controls, Bob? What is the passive control on the front of this?
Okay, so that's actually called the Safe and Smart package that Ford did on these cars, right? Another one of those like industry first things that changes literally the entire aftermarket world, because Ford designed something that's so technical. Now all these bigger companies, for example, like Cervini's doing aftermarket grills. You know, you buy these aftermarket parts and you think that right out of the box you're going to take them out and stick them on in a matter of minutes and enjoy it and go cruise your car for the weekend. Before you know it, this thing's locking up the brakes on you because nobody knows how to make hand-in-hand work together. Well, that was some of the stuff you have to encounter and go through when you're doing any sort of mod to vehicles. It's not just out of the box and on like it is if you're doing, you know, simple brakes or, you know, wheel and tire packages, things like that. Things do get technical and you do have to figure out a way to incorporate one brand's product with another and make everything work together. So at the end, it's functional and it's something that would be the same quality as what Ford would have done.
So one of the things that you and the guys over at Extreme Dimensions, Carbon Creations, Duraflex had to get around was developing a front end for this, Bub, so that you could actually use the adaptive cruise control, yeah. which actually is like Mercedes-Benz Distronic, if I'm understanding correctly. It kind of helps brake the car.
Yeah, I mean, it literally sees, it's like the collision assistance, you know, it will literally take over the car while you are driving, especially on these newer models. It's super, super advanced. And if you are approaching something too fast, it will literally stop the car. Like while you're driving it, it's like someone slams on the brake pedal for you. And it's crazy the way that happens because it's using sensors from the front, the rear to make sure there's no cars behind you when it happens so they don't slam into you. And it's a super technical system. And any sort of change that you do in the front end could change the way that ultimately affects the way it functions and could be dangerous for you, yourself, somebody else out on the road.
Absolutely. Bub, I see you're kind of taking some of the styling cues from the SEMA 17 BEM Extreme Dimensions winner out there at SEMA, and you're developing into this car. I see this is a brand new, one of the things you wanted to do was bring forth to the public a Super Snake-esque feel. You wanted a very low, fat car that when somebody saw it in the rearview mirror, they knew it was a BEM build and they knew it was time to switch lanes. Preferably to the right. And I see you've developed this beautiful carbon hood here. There are hood louvers up front. There are two hood air intakes in the front. You have a carbon fiber diffuser for the back, and you have carbon fiber diffusers for the sides.
Yeah, so, you know, we went all the way with this. You know, like I said, this is all product that has been sent in from Extreme Dimensions, which is part of, you know, when you start with things like their Duraflex line, which is their fiberglass reinforced products, all of those are going to be, for example, the front bumper. That's a brand new release for the 18 Mustang, so you guys will see how that fits here very soon. That's probably one of the first ones you guys will see installed, as well as the wide body kit. This was the grid kit. You know, we did do that on the wide body for SEMA 17. That is a massive install, but I'll tell you what, the stance that you get, the back end of that car, how fat it looks when you start running 14 and 15 inch wide wheels and tires, it looks insane.
I want to say good morning to Carla Gandy out there. Jeff Graham says, good morning, guys. I'll see you next week, Wednesday, maybe Tuesday, maybe Thursday. Jerry Ellis says, nice. Allison Guinness says, it's amazing. I believe she's a Mustang fan. The ladies' man's taking a nap right there in front of us. He's going to make a preview, or he's going to set up and show himself in just a few minutes. But one of the things you studied on this car was a shark. You like sharks, and it is said that you hunt like a great white shark from the murky depths forward.
I studied nothing about a shark. Even the owner and client of this vehicle knows that's not true.
What you designed, Bub, and what you developed was the shark's eye right there.
Stock Ford headlight.
Oh, is that what it is?
I did nothing with that but tint it.
Okay, well, he tinted the headlights anyway. Anyways, Bub, this came out with the shark's eye right here, kind of like what the tiger shark looks like, and the gills kind of sitting on the side of it with this front end. It gives it a very special custom look and feel. And once this hood is down where it belongs and this is in where it belongs, it's going to have a very aggressive appeal to it.
Well, you know, and that's actually something really sick about this design. So when you do look at it, you can see the very harsh cut and lines that are all over this new grid front bumper. So once this actually is installed the way you were just mentioning it, and then you do have the wide body on, which is going to add us at 3 inches to each side of the car, so 6 inches wider this whole car will be overall. This front end piece actually
mounts up to the side of that as well. So what you'll have when you're done is
look at
very,
the face come together, man.
You'll have a very recessed look on that headlight. It's almost
our producer standing back there shaking his head too, going, Jesus Christ.
So the overall visual effect that this thing is going to have when you guys see it here very soon over the next couple of weeks as we do these sneak peeks, we start getting this body panel molded and lined up, which, trust me, is not a one-day install, guys. So if people want to know, do not attempt this on your back in your garage.
No, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to come out good.
You are an exclusive builder for Extreme Dimensions. They do a lot of product research and development with you. They get you the latest products in-house, bub. And, in fact, I had a company ask the other day how many body kits you install. A lot. And it takes a lot of molding, a lot of massaging, because for you, it's not just plug and play. You want to make sure that every one of your body lines is perfect every way about. So this may need an eighth inch shaving here or a quarter inch there to get it to mold in properly.
Well, you know, and that's what's, you know, really cool about it is, you know, that panel fitment. It's not just take it out of the box and slap it on. The only way you're going to get that and get perfection every time, and it's nothing against any company in the world, is literally just buying a stock part from the dealership, whether it's Ford, Chevrolet. Those are coming out of factory molds that are built to spec for these cars,
yes.
And that's the only way you're going to get it dead freaking on. Any of the aftermarket companies, you always have little fitment here, little fitment there, but by the time you take the time and work it, it's perfect, just like Ford quality when you're done.
And that's how you won SEMA 17. Yep. Bub, you will be taking this car to SEMA 19 as well.
That's right.
It'll be showing up in several booths out there. Bub, couple things. Carla Gandy said BEM Discovery Channel Remix. Speaking of Discovery Channel.
Carla, you're just going to have to stay tuned. March 5th. Don't miss it, girl. Tuesday, 10 p.m.
March 5th, Tuesday, 10 p.m. BEM and OCC come together
which
for the
like
first time.
Which is not this week, but next week, but the week after.
3 weeks, Bub. Joe Kramer says, Johnny, listen to this one. Wheel spacers or bigger offset, Bub?
Oh, come on, Joe. You know what I'm going to do here. So we are rocking right now. This is actually... Look, this
Johnny, you're laughing.
These are 20 by 9s and 20 by 10 and a halves, of course, by our sponsor, American Racing, the Arasanti wheels. So these were actually done the first time we did this car, and they are full carbon fiber inlays around the entire rim. Looks really good, fits the car as it is, but not at all going to fit for the wide body. And no, I'm not just doing 3-inch billet spacers. We're going to go from a 9 wide front to, we'll add 3 inches. We're going to go 12s in the front, from a 10.5 in the rear. We're going to go all the way up to a 14.
Will this be, Bub, the same size wheel combination that you used on the SEMA 17 car?
Yeah, so I push it to the limit. So it's going to be pretty much the biggest rim you can buy, and really, you can go bigger on rims, but your limit comes down to tires, right? So Nitto Invos are the only tire size you can buy in this size, 345-25 in the rear, which is just at 15 inches wide. So, and that still stretches to the lip of the rim, so it gives you that nice, fat, wide tuck look. So we're going to be a 345-25 on the rear and a 275-25 up front, which is an absolute monster.
Ladies and gentlemen, Diesel has now become a producer. He's sitting at the base of the camera looking up at us with our other producer. How about that, Bub?
Yep.
He's a mess. He got a nice bath and everything yesterday, didn't
he,
Bub? How about that, Bub? What else do you want to tell us about this car as it goes?
You know, I think that's it for right now. You know, we've got a lot of stuff now. We are essentially, you know, we actually had somebody that asked us, like, listen, so what is the first step you do here, right? Well, obviously, I'm going to be doing two-tone painting on the hood, doing painting on the front bumper. Carbon lip is going to stay that way.
Both carbon sides are staying that way. We've already got the carbon mirrors. We have the carbon fiber side scoops now on the
windows. Oh, the side scoops.
We have the GT350 style rear wing on it, already carbon fiber. So all that carbon will stay exposed, but I am doing the two-tone painting on the hood. So that will actually be a raised center section all in the exposed carbon and gloss. And this will all actually blend into the ruby red metallic into the fenders and the bumper when I'm done. So stay tuned for that. But the hardest part, biggest time consuming thing, is doing the wide body for mock-up to mount all of that. Plus, as Joe Kramer asked earlier, we're actually going to nutsert into the fender, and then we'll mold that all the
way. When you say nutsert, what is a nutsert?
So a nutsert is a, it's literally like a, it's like a rivet, but it's an internally threaded rivet, essentially. So it makes installation of products, whether it be sheet metal, aluminum, doesn't matter what you're working with, plastics, small, large, whatever you need to do.
They come in different sizes?
Every size possible. You can drill a hole, and instead of trying to, for example, access the backside of that hole old school way and like put a nut on it and try to like reach up in there and hold it with a wrench while somebody's turning from the outside, listen, that crap is gone. You use a nutsert, you drill a hole, you push this thing in, and you literally use a rivet tool, almost like a set of bolt cutters, right? You just squeeze it down, and it flares this thing out on the inside and just mushrooms it up, and then you have an internally threaded rivet, so you just run a bolt in it and it's done. So at any point in time,
the client could, if he wanted to,
unbolt this fender after it's all done in 5 minutes time. It's just going to be exposed from these outside
right here, and then it's off.
Off it comes. Let me show everybody, kind of, Bub, where you're talking about your nuts. And I see you're going to have to pre-drill now your nutsers. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where Bub's talking about. Right in these areas is where he will drill each of these out, and the nutsers will be installed. The nutsers will be against the fender, if my hand were the fender, and then the nut would go through it that way. Using a Torx, I believe, Bub, is what you use?
Yeah, I actually use a Allen head.
An Allen head. Where can I put this so it doesn't fall, Bub?
Because just set it there.
You've had this car here for 9 months, Johnny? It's been here 9 months? How many renditions of the car have you gone through to kind of get to where it was? This was getting, you were getting, I want to say, a little bit frustrated with it because the car wasn't getting where you wanted it to be from a visual standpoint. And that's when you reached over to Andrew and crew and said, we got to do this.
You know, it's been a lot, man. It's, you know, the 18 was a total redesign on the Mustang.
So that's what's been so hard.
Everything from the firewall forward,
although every other part on the entire car is the same. The suspension, the chassis, wheels, tires, brake system, interior components, it's all the exact same, but everything from the firewall forward, aesthetically, from a look standpoint, changed. So that gave complication to everything, all the way down to just fitment of like the front mount intercooler for the twin turbo system from Hellion. So a lot of pieces have to be modified, a lot of things have to be altered to make it fit properly, and that's what you have to deal with when you're working with something that's brand new. The aftermarket company, you know, things like Cervini's, for example, Extreme Dimensions, American Racing, all these aftermarket companies haven't had a car in their hands long enough to finally make all those tweaks and edits that they need to from their products to make sure that they fit exactly like they should, and that's some of the stuff that you go through. So we've gone through this car probably three different times in design already and keep changing it around.
I have a question from Joe out there in Vienna, Virginia. Joe says, do the Raul weld builds influence your approach to wide body kits? I can answer that. Nothing influences you. You do your own design work.
Yeah, not really. No.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard too because, you know, when you build for things like SEMA, so the SEMA show is more on a West Coast style and theme and design. Not at all the cars you see here on the East Coast, like South Florida area, especially. You have more high-end exotics. You have more
everywhere.
Even like classic cars in the customs here, they're all pushed to a limit, but they're all very like clean and in your face, aggressive. I say like the West Coast style theme is very like stickery logos. Everyone is on air ride. Everyone lays their car on the ground, whether it's trucks. It doesn't even matter. Even lifted trucks, the guys are putting now like the any level. It's called literally called any level, and it's an air ride system. You can just lift the truck up 20 inches if you want.
But you're not a ride an airbag or
no, I'm not.
You don't
I,
like
I
that.
I prefer to set on my
Mercedes
stance and be done.
Yeah, on Mercedes and stuff like that, you like it. But in an aftermarket application, you don't like the ride quality it presents.
No, I like to set the stance and just go.
It makes it more comfortable.
Well, you're not dicking with things. You know, all of my projects and designs and builds, I like them to be retard-proof, user-friendly. So get in, push the freaking start button, and go. Like, don't get in, wait for the air compressor pumps to fill up. Fill up the left front, the right front, the left rear, the right rear. Make sure it's sitting level. Get out and check it. Make sure it's the right height
exactly.
You want.
Like Chinese fire drill around
like,
the car.
I'm trying to go and get a freaking hot dog from 7-Eleven real quick. I had to start my car with idle for 11 minutes. That chili is that squeeze chili kind.
No,
it's not
that's disgusting. So is the nacho cheese.
Terrible.
But we're going to keep up. I know our producers are going to be asking. They're going to have updates coming through as we're building this car. And they'll be sharing all of that with you, and it's going to be on our social media as well.
Hey, so another thing too, real quick, before we even get into talking about these fuels, which is going to be a pretty cool setup.
I'm super excited about this.
So you guys are going to need to stay tuned. Probably look forward this afternoon on both personal and all of the BEM Instagram, Facebook, social media pages. You guys will see some insane stuff coming out of our paint shop right now on a custom Kevlar.
Oh my God, that Jeep you're building?
Looking like an
ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to Chris, who is sitting offset along with everybody else. Chris, jump up here and join us if you would, please.
Well,
come on,
here
it's time to meet the world, Chris.
Here. I guess this is how it goes.
Chris, how are we doing today, man? Good, man. Good. It's nice to see you. Bub?
What's up, boy?
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Chris. Chris is going to stay close to me because I have the mic. Chris, your Jeep was actually involved in an accident. And you have seen some of the Jeeps that Bub has built over the time. You've seen the SEMA Jeep he built for Miss Outlaw and like that.
Yep.
And you and Bub went into design mode. Tell us a little bit about that, man.
Well, when I saw Layla's Jeep, it was all over then. And then Bubba starts talking to me, oh, we need to do this and we need to do that. And now it's completely stripped, but it's going to be pretty amazing when it's done.
What year is your Jeep? Tell us about
2014.
It.
2014.
And what happened to it?
A big lawn service truck ran a red light and just came right into the front of the Jeep. My daughter was in there with me. We were both okay, so that was good. So immediately I got on the phone, sent a picture to Bub. Hey, look what happened. He's like, all right, we'll take care of it. So he's the best, so that's why we're here.
Bub, let's talk a little bit about the design that you and Chris came up with and how it's transformed. This was supposed to be a quick insurance job. It has now turned into a long-term project because it's much different. You're known for the aggressive, very drivable, military-esque Jeeps that you design and build. You've got a name in the industry for it. Share with everybody what's making this one just a little bit different.
So, yeah, you know, it started off something small, quick accident, you know, something that could have been like in and out within week, 2 weeks time, and then it just went from like, you know, stripping the thing down, you go into it deep, and of course everyone knows, even when we do our collision repair here, Jesus Christ, we go all the way.
Yep.
So it's all the way down to stripping this thing, not just pulling it and doing little pieces here, pieces there, bondoing this. No, it's like all parts from the dealer, brand new, direct fit. Whether it's in an accident or not, it has to be perfect when it's done. And that's what got us started down this path, was stripping it apart, standing back, finally looking at it like, hey, listen, we already know that the wheel's busted, the tire's destroyed, the front bumper's destroyed. Like, why don't we just go through and start doing some upgrades as we go? And then, of course, those upgrades go from here, then they go to here, then they go to here. Well, yesterday morning, we decided, for some freaking reason, who knows,
it's a total repaint now, isn't it?
It's a total, yeah.
We just decided we're just going to change the color, right? Like, we're going this far, we're Kevlar coating the thing, so why not just, I mean, I'm talking like full-on custom-made bumpers for this thing, like all welding done, custom 316 steel
plating. What do you think about those bumpers, man?
Absolutely gorgeous. He's an artist. He really is.
People don't understand what an artist he really is until you sit and look at what he does.
I sit at home and I was telling my wife, I'm like, just watching him paint with a welding gun was literally amazing.
And it's funny, too, because I was sending pictures up to Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers because you know he and Bub like to compete in the gym and in welding and fabricating and everything.
Stop it.
Right? And his welds, Bub's welds, look just like a robot, don't they, man?
Beautiful.
And you've had a chance also to work with the plasma cutter. It's very difficult to do, isn't
it? Not as easy as it looks, that's for sure.
And for it to come out as perfect as he does every time, man, it's a testament to who he is.
Absolutely.
And some people don't understand, it takes time. You got to slow it down.
Yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait till this afternoon.
Color combination is going to, do you want to release to everybody what your color choice is?
Yeah, he can post it on his.
Yeah, we'll post it. You guys will have to stay tuned for that. So Instagram and Facebook on both the BEM pages. You guys will see that this afternoon. Super heavy grain Kevlar. Definitely, when you are running your hands over this thing, be careful.
Shark
it will
skin.
Rip your skin off.
Shark
no,
skin.
There's no shark.
Sharks have rough skin.
It's not shark.
I was swimming with them last week and blowing rocks.
God dang it with the sharks over here.
Shark freaking headlights.
It's just a Ford headlight. Right out of the dealer.
It's not the headlight. It's the design around it you did.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
Shark skin, Chris.
Got it.
Right?
All right, I'm going to get back to work.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. Bub, we're going to wrap it up. About this, Bub, this is something we've been wanting to do for a very, very, very long time. Everybody who's been through any of the auto parts stores, Advance Auto Parts, Pep Boys, it doesn't matter, Walmart, Target, doesn't matter. Everybody knows of the legendary mechanic in a bottle. We all know about it, right?
Of course. I mean, it's how many companies or guys you know out there that, especially in the South Florida area, that are traveling to and from 6 to 8 months of the year and their crap is
stabilized.
Hey,
and everything.
Listen, how many times have you gone to start your lawnmower and it's like, because it just won't start with
that. I do it, but that's because I never have gas in it.
I know.
It runs out and I put it away.
That's because you put diesel fuel in it.
Oh, is that what it was?
That's a problem.
I bought an electric one now and tried to put gas in it.
Probably.
It didn't work so well, did it, man?
No.
So, Bub, I want to bring in, good morning, guys, from B3C Fuel Solutions. How are you guys?
Hey, how are you guys?
Nice to meet you, man. Nice to meet you.
How are you guys?
So let's talk a little bit about it. What's happened here, ladies and gentlemen, is we are the first ever private label line of the B3C Fuel Solution company, Bub.
Yeah, man.
How
really
about
cool,
that?
Dude. So it's you know, something super, super excited. We're really proud to be associated with these guys, and now to have a private label of fuel stabilizers and additives right here in South Florida at BEM, plus going worldwide everywhere you can imagine. Not just us, but OCC as well.
How about that? Right? Ladies and gentlemen, Bub did say Orange County Choppers will be retailing these products as well. This is a first ever.
You're going to dick up this entire display, aren't you?
I am not.
Look at this. Jesus.
You're used to seeing these online, ladies and gentlemen, and you're used to seeing them at Advance Auto Parts and things like that. Now, BEM is proud to bring these products to you as Bub has decided he would like to put his name to them. Gentlemen, tell us a little bit about the product and what you, you know, give us a little bit of background on it.
Well, we've been in business for approximately 9 years. We go by B3C. Our main moniker is the mechanic in a bottle and the ethanol shield.
You're nervous on TV, aren't you?
A little bit.
You're doing a great job, man. Look, Johnny's laughing at you.
So we have ethanol shield, which stabilizes your fuel for those cars that are sitting for a long period of time.
Yeah. So would this be
the product to use?
Bob, what would you use something like an ethanol shield? And for cars that sit for a long time, give me an idea of that. Why would you want this in your facility for sale?
So, for example, not only just us here in South Florida, but virtually anywhere. I mean, it's not just for the guys that come and go like they do here, because they have, you know, multiple houses and live in different places. But also, think about guys with classic cars, older cars up north, where the weather
there
is crap 6 or 7, 8 months out of the year, where you can't take these things out. Maybe you can open your garage and start them just to hear them, you know, run a little bit, but you're not going to burn through 20 gallons of gas starting it up over 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of those situations where you want to make sure your fuel is peak and optimized, because naturally fuel loses its points as it sits.
Yes, it does. I think it loses like one point of octane a month or something like that.
Yeah,
isn't that what it is? Tell us, guys, what's in this bottle right here? Here we have the fuel stabilizer automotive performance with ethanol shield.
The ethanol shield is more of a ongoing preventive maintenance. That's the same one.
That's the exact same one we just talked about.
Yes, it is.
We were talking about fuel stabilizer.
This is the ethanol shield. Well, this is actually a larger version of that, right?
Although it's just the same thing.
Then let's talk about him over there.
Power boost is to go fast. It'll increase your horsepower, increase your performance for, you know, something like a Mustang here. It'll make it run much smoother.
Now, these, if I'm not mistaken, have been proven gains on dynos before and after of up to 5% gains in horsepower.
That is correct. We had our third-party testing.
Octane booster. Yeah, and Johnny, you'll get some of this anyway. I mean, you'll get some anyway. So
that, now, keep in mind, today's cars, right, average, literally out of the gate, I'm talking even junk stuff, is averaging out of the gate 400 and 500 horsepower, right? Well, 5% of that is a pretty good freaking number. That's literally like bolting on a cold air intake for the cost of a bottle.
Think about that, guys.
And then the mechanic in a bottle, which is somewhere down here.
It's this one. No, it's this one.
Which one is it?
Try this one.
I knew he'd mess up the entire display.
I don't even think it's on here. I think you drank it.
I did. I might have. Well, Diesel's laying right there. There's no doubt what he got into.
But the MIB is more of an ongoing process to where it keeps your gas clean, keeps your injectors clean, keeps your fuel lines from getting clogged. It's a constant run. You don't have to run it all the time, but it definitely helps with the overall performance of the vehicle and the
And like you said, with your lawnmowers that won't start in the season, get this stuff into your tank, prime it into your carburetor, let it sit, let it work its magic. It'll eat all the carbon buildups in your engine, and it'll start right up.
But what about, would there be a use for this in the marine application?
So, yeah, and that's actually what's sitting here on display. So not only is this available for just your standard average everyday rides, whether it is anything motorsports related, on-road, off-road, dirt bikes, motorsports, cars, trucks, it does not matter. It's also available on what, guys? Both the marine and the diesel application.
Correct.
Yes, we do have our diesel line and also our marine formula here for any of your watercraft, jet skis, boats, and for your diesels.
We are in the boat and personal watercraft capital of the world, Bob, along with the exotic car capital of the world. So these products are well needed in this area. Greg Allen from B3C, if you're watching, hit me up right here. I've just had a request from Andrew out there in California with Extreme Dimensions. They want some of the product. I need some of my product label line sent out to them gratis to the California area. There it is, guys. See it right there? People are calling from all over the world for it already, and we're going to do it. So, Bob, we can use this in personal watercrafts. We can use this in boats. We can use this in diesel applications. Diesel trucks are big, Bob, here in South Florida.
You know, and it's so here's what's crazy, too. So, you know, we have a really, select list of high-end clients, right? So we had our high-end client yesterday with that Lamborghini come through.
Yes.
Just to come through and hang out.
He just
like
came
always.
In and hung out.
It's crazy because even when you speak with him, so you know that guy is, like, beyond nuts.
Really,
I mean,
anal retentive.
Super,
man.
Super anal, right? Mm-hmm. To a point where he literally, in this Lamborghini, he only goes and puts 5 gallons of gas in it.
At a time.
Like, that's it. Like, it's empty tank, or it's like up to a quarter tank, and that is it for this exact reason, because he comes and goes so much, he doesn't want the fuel to get bad, and God forbid he ever had to have bad fuel or something in it. That's like a $20,000 service on a Lamborghini to pull the tank out of it, just to drain it and put different fuel in. So that shows what one bottle could do to prevent that.
Greg says he sees that Andrew's out there. Greg, I'd like to get some of the private label BEM OCC product out to Andrew at in California at Extreme Dimensions and the guys out there. They are good people. They are big into the modern performance cars. They need this product with them. You and I will confirm after the show.
The other thing that this does work really well with is
you use this in your pre-gym?
I do.
Johnny, did you use this before you played tennis today? The power boost?
Just now learning.
Guys, thank you.
This afternoon, give me a bottle.
Yeah, you're going to drink the bottle this afternoon and go. Guys, thank you so very much. We're going to be spending some time over at the BEM display over here. What you guys built is amazing. I want to share the story with everybody. When you said, Dad, I want the product in my facility, and I called Greg, he said, I'll private label it first time ever for you guys. I said, yep, because you're a big fan of this product. You use it in things. Mm-hmm. They went out and custom built, ladies and gentlemen, this display rack you see behind us.
Yep.
And the intent between you and Greg and the crew over there was to have it very motorcycle-esque and very car-esque, especially as it sits right next to the BEM OCC motorcycle building area for the American Chopper build.
Love it, man. You guys did a killer job on it.
You really did, guys. Thank you so much, man.
Appreciate it.
You drove through the night to get us to us. We can't thank you enough, man. We really do.
Thank you
so much, guys. So, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. We're going to come to the end of this show. There's some great things happening here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, ladies and gentlemen. Bub, I think, Mr. Producer, what is the date we have a Modern Performance and Exotic Car Cruise in?
I believe it's March 9th.
March
9th. Problem.
Where are you going?
I'm
going
to be with Billy Lane. For his races. I have to be there.
You'll be there for the day.
Yeah, no, I'll be there. Sorry.
But at night you'll be here.
Nope.
Mr. Producer, we may have a slight
kind of problem. So
here.
Gonna have to change that.
Hey, well, we want to do that because Cars and Coffee is the next day.
I know. Well, you're just gonna have to do it without me, sorry.
No, tell Billy to change his date.
He can't. He's definitely been working all year round for one day.
Is Miss Outlaw one of the fly girl again?
No, she's actually doing a shoot with Jim, and so this really well-known artist is actually doing a photo shoot of her on one of Billy's bikes. It's going to be then turned into a vintage artwork painting by some guy that's like world-renowned, insane.
So Bob is talking about the legendary chopper builder, his very close friend, Billy Lane. Bob's very close to Billy Lane, I'm very close to Paul Sr., and we're all friends as a group. Your wife is the famous supermodel, Miss Outlaw Boutique. Miss Outlaw, who owns Miss Outlaw Boutique. Andrew Butler over to Extreme Dimensions says, thanks,
Andrew,
Tom.
What do you mean have a wonder day? Like, a wonder?
You mean a wonderful day?
You want me to just wander around here?
Spell check, Andrew. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap it up. Bub, do you have anything else for this episode before the ladies' man makes an appearance?
No, man.
Everybody, who's ready to see Diesel for the day? You took him yesterday. He got his allergy shot. Bub.
That's right, yeah.
He got his nails clipped.
Yeah, he's feeling down today from all that. It's like it hits
actually
him really
not,
hard.
Man.
It takes him like 2 days for that to hit him, and then he's just like freaking tornado.
It's funny. He's eaten two of my shoes already.
Probably.
After we had breakfast together, he went all the way down to the end of the street.
Yeah.
He was chasing cats and gophers and all kinds of stuff like that.
Yep.
Okay, so he wants to say hi to everybody. Okay, Bubba, are you ready to say hello?
All right, you guys
everybody?
Stay tuned for the BEM Instagram and Facebook feeds later on this afternoon. You will see it. There's D.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. The ladies' man makes his appearance. There he goes. So, Bub, you'll be doing the Instagram feeds. Let's see, Chris Bollinger. Hey, good morning, Chris, out there in St. Louis.
I would go do the feeds if I can get off this thing. I got to go freaking shoot some Kevlar, dude.
What time is it?
Why are you going to shoot Kevlar? What's it done to you?
12 o'clock. I really actually need to get going. I need to eat. Big boy's hungry. And I also need to get into the paint booth and start shooting Kevlar.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this episode of Doing It Bubba Style. And
I need to leave before you say that, so...
Bye.
We certainly appreciate you watching. We hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Carla Gandy says, hey, how about you, Carla? Thank you so much. And we appreciate the 5-star review you gave us out there as well. We certainly do. Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Let's open the door for somebody. Johnny, go ahead, walk by. You can walk by. Oh, you're just... Let's open the door for somebody who's got their hands full. It could be a mom who's pregnant with a baby in their stroller. It could be any number of things. Let's make sure that you open the door for somebody. Hold on 1 second here. I want to make sure we go. So, there we go. See, you can't put Diesel around other dogs. He doesn't like them. Touch to open the door for other people with their hands are full. If somebody's got their holes in the bottom of their feet, let's make sure that you give them a pair of yours. Guys, you got an old sweaty pair of sneakers in the back of your car, let them have them. Babur, come over here, Babur. No, you cannot fight. I know you like to, but you can't do it. And if somebody's standing on the corner with the sign that says, we'll eat, we'll work for food, ladies and gentlemen, right across the street, Sitco, 7-Eleven. Take them on over there. A protein bar and a power drink is cheaper than your designer cup of coffee. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it Bubba style. You ready to eat, little man?